This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we run down the week that was. It's great for listening to on the weekend when you're mowing the lawn, running the boring errands, and there's just no good talk radio on. Plus, if you've been busy this week, well, it'll help catch you up. Let's dive right in. Insane thing number 7. New York City is the financial capital of the world, so you'd figure there'd be sane people there, right? I mean, you'd figure the more people discover, from the things he said in the past, that Zoran Mandami, I call him Mankami, is actually a commie, you'd think they'd run in the opposite direction. I mean, things like this.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism.
Or how about this one? When he said government needs to seize the means of production. That is the classic, and I mean on Google.com right now, definition of communism.
Right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production.
Or even when he spells it out for New York's idiot voters. Yes, I intend to seize people's homes, their private properties, and I'm going to put homeless in them. I'm going to just have a government take over and, you know, we'll build small little units. In other words, the more obvious it is that he is actually a commie, the more they love him. He's now polling in a poll released just this week at 50%. That's terrifying. When you consider that according to Zenith Research and Public Progress Solutions, he's at 50% in this race among likely voters for the mayorship of New York. That's more than the rest of the candidates in the field combined. Cuomo's at only 22%, Sliwa, the lone Republican's at 13%, and Adams running as an independent while he's at just 7%. Folks, there's no one to beat this guy. And what scares me is that Democrats across the country are getting a look at this. They're seeing this success is literally just running openly as what they are, not hiding it anymore, and promising to do communist things. That it vaults you when you shouldn't be vaulted to the head of the pack. It gets you national fame, national exposure. Folks, I'm afraid there's going to be a communist Democrat running for mayor in every haunt and holler. And folks, here's just a small collection of his past tweets. Somebody tweeted, "I just saw a cop crying in his car." Mandami retweeted it and said, "Nature is healing." In another tweet, somebody said, you know, do they want to defund the police? He tweeted, "We want to defund the police. Another tweet of his, no, we don't need an investigation to know that the NYPD is racist, anti-queer, and a major threat to public safety. By the way, this week he now says he's not going to defund the police. Whatever. Folks, if this spreads and this continues, yes, it'll show what the Democrat Party really stands for. But we will lose, I've been telling you this for years, swaths of territory inside the United States of America to internal conquest, to Marxism, but also to the criminal gangs and thugs that inevitably accompany Marxist political systems. They always do, and they always merge with the government. This is why Biden and his administration were so particularly interested in importing prisoners from Venezuela, most specifically Trinidad and Aragua. Why? They serve as muscle, as armed forces for the Socialist Party. They are not like other gangs, like MS-13. They are true believers. Their leaders are socialists. This is the model for here. And folks, we're going to lose parts of America. Do not cheer for this. We need this guy to lose. And I no longer know how that's going to happen. Insane thing number six begins to hint at how we will lose control of this territory if something isn't done about the propaganda media. This headline: ICE arrests over 200 illegal alien child sex offenders. Now, folks, this is just in the 6 months that Trump has been in office. If this had been nationwide, that would be chilling. I mean, think about all how brutal that is for children because they'll go on sex offending. But it's not nationwide. If this had just been statewide, say in one of our biggest states, maybe Texas, right? We've got it's 214 illegal alien child sex offenders arrested by ICE in the last 6 months in Texas. That'd be shocking. But it's just in Houston. Let that sink in. It's just in Houston. And understand, ICE made clear, that's 214 illegal alien child sex offenders with child sex convictions either on our side of the border or where they are from, wherever the hell that is. Folks, understand, they did not include rapists in this, you know, of adults. They didn't include other kinds of sex offenders. This is just illegal alien child sex offenders. What were they doing in Houston? Well, Houston is a sanctuary city. Folks, it shows you the extent of the criminal rot Biden let into this country. Now, 35% of Americans have a criminal record of some kind, right? And the Democrats would argue that of those we process at the border, it's about the same. 35% have a criminal record. But most of these people are the gotaways, the ones that sneak over the border because they have criminal records, in some cases, very serious ones, multiple murders in other countries. And what you're seeing in Houston really shows that this country, but in particular sanctuary cities, are becoming world havens, world meccas for criminals. Now, Trump's got the border locked down pretty well. That's going to slow this down. But God help us. God help us if they ever win the presidency again, because they'll start all over again. Which brings us to this unbelievable poll done by Harvard Harris, which is the, you know, pollster that Hillary Clinton used to use, or a liberal pollster. And the question is this: do you oppose localities, cities blocking the deportation of, get this, convicted criminal illegal immigrants? In other words, those who've committed crimes beyond immigration crimes. Now, overall, 65% said, yeah, we oppose the blocking of this. Notably, 72% of Republicans and 69% of independents. So that's good. But only 52% of Democrats. Another 48% of Democrats, folks, oppose the deportation of criminals. Think about that. And when you we talk about radical liberal places like New York City, LA, California, folks, if you poll across those states or those cities, you're going to find majorities of Democrats wanting to keep illegal immigrant criminals. That's a stunning poll. And it points to something I've kind of gotten the vibes of before, but haven't had data behind it to prove. And that's this, that the more Trump targets someone, the more the left loves them, lionizes them, idolizes them. And Trump has been targeting illegal immigrant gangsters, rapists, criminals, which is making the left-wing sheeple love them. This is not good. So you can already see what's happening. Mamdani, his idea of, you know, not defunding the police now is taking $1 billion of their $6 billion budget in the first year and transferring it to social services and social programs. What did that lead to? Put that on top of the New York Post 20% of cops who say they will quit if he's elected mayor. And folks, again, this is just the model you can see coming for Democrat cities. Well, the cops leave, and even the liberals who voted for this crap can't take the crime anymore, and they leave. Listen to this from the New York Post. This is stunning. Between 2015 and 2024, New York, the state, has lost 2 million residents. So what's going to happen here? You get a Mamdani in, you're going to have a disaster. It ends the same way every time. They move out, you create a toxic pro-criminal environment, and you get the absolute worst criminals on earth moving in, setting up shop. What does that lead to? Well, you're going to have Islamist-controlled parts of the cities that are no-go zones. Even the ambulances can't go in. We've already seen that happen in the UK. So that's not a stretch of the imagination. And you go read about that in the UK Daily Mail. I mean, you go in an ambulance even trying to help somebody, they'll drag you out and beat you. It's bad. And then you end up with other no-go zones like in Mexico, where even the Mexican military can't go in because they're cartel controlled. So, folks, I mean, I don't know what we do. Do we leave these territories? Do we let them go? Or do we send the military in eventually? I don't know. Or do we just accept that the map of the United States of America is going to shrink and redder areas are going to become redder as people flee this madness? But again, 48% of Democrats wanting to keep even the violent, criminal, illegal immigrants. And by the way, the logic there is, well, Americans, for pretty much everything short of murder, can bond out and await trial at home. Well, there's no difference, this is what the Democrats believe, between illegal immigrants and Americans. And so we need to treat criminal illegal immigrants just like we do Americans. But again, you're going to end up with an international crime haven doing that. It's a recipe for disaster. And folks, again, with 48% of them supporting that, it kind of puts us on a bad collision course unless we can at least hang on to the presidency. Meanwhile, you've got this just other, you know, lawlessness. Like, for instance, this week, Eric Adams, the current mayor of New York, just vetoed the city council's bid to decriminalize illegal vending in New York City. Folks, these are literally third world open air markets. They are slaughtering everything from frogs to chickens to guinea pigs in the street and meat vending without a license. Insane thing number five is truly a cultural watershed moment. People feel it in their gut because it is. I'll explain to you why the Sydney Sweeney commercial for American Eagle has hit people so hard. Folks, they must have received probably $10, $15 billion in free advertising from this commercial. And I explained on my much longer podcast on Wednesday that this commercial would not have been possible 3 years ago. We've dealt a lot on this podcast with the censorship industrial complex, all of it illegal. We have a First Amendment in this country, which the Biden Democrats ignored. We've talked a lot about the government censorship, the FBI inside Twitter with a headquarters there, how all the hoaxes from the Hunter Biden's laptop to now the Russia collusion hoax were furthered, one, by the lies of the intel agencies, but two, by the censorship that they had on social media, right? Well, there's another side of the coin that Americans don't know a lot about, and that's the censorship of the advertising industry and the dictation of what American culture is supposed to look like by the Democrat Party or else. If you've noticed that there doesn't seem to be anybody who looks or acts like you in commercials anymore, and the commercials, The makeup doesn't look like, in terms of who the people are, isn't representative of American society. It's increasingly genderless. Movies had become genderless with genderless heroes. Overall, everything becoming a projection of woke. And folks, the only sexuality you're even seeing anymore is gay sexuality. Where is this coming from? Well, our side's always dismissed it as well. You know, there's a bunch of liberals, you know, in advertising in Hollywood. And I've been explaining for a long time, that's not the case. And you could read the Wall Street Journal article in the link section for this podcast. What that actually was the Human Rights Campaign. And it was a censorship outfit put together by Barack Obama. It's run by his former deputy campaign manager. And it was done in partnership with BlackRock, Vanguard. Larry Fink was a leader. And with you know, each company, 535 of them, getting a Human Rights Campaign score, basically a wokeness score. It's a social credit system. And if you didn't have a high score, the big hedge funds would dump your stock. You didn't stand a chance, no matter how good you were at selling stuff. To get a high score, you had to hire an entire Barack Obama-friendly Democrat DEI department. You had to turn over your hiring data to them, your salary data to them. You had to basically ensconce these people in every department to meet diversity goals. But worst of all, in your advertising, or if you made a product that was a movie or something like that, you also had to reflect their diversity goals as well. And that also covered product advertising. Folks, everybody said for a long time, why would Bud Light be so dumb as to put Dylan Mulvaney on a can? Don't they know? No, they were terrified of Barack Obama and the Human Rights Campaign. They were terrified of their stock being dumped. Mark my words, 3 years ago today, Sidney Sweeney would have had to apologize and there would have been resignations, if not of the CEO of American Eagle, top management, bare minimum, and their stock would have crashed. Not because people didn't like the commercial, but because this would have been forced. It would have been astroturfed. It would have been a dumping of the stock by the hedge funds. This was a cultural censorship regime. But once Trump won, it became clear the emperor had no clothes. And if you read the Wall Street Journal article, it is uncanny how many people announced that they were dumping their DEI departments as soon as he was elected. Everybody from Ford to Lowe's to John Deere, to just all these companies doing that. And Wall Street Journal pointing out in their press releases, they were mentioning, well, we're dumping our DEI department. They were mentioning the Human Rights Campaign. They were dumping Barack Obama and his minders because they weren't afraid of them anymore. And folks, part of that is because they've got 10 ways to get you. I mean, they don't just get the hedge funds to dump your stock. Then all of a sudden, you know, you run an anti-woke commercial while now you're looking at an SEC investigation, maybe not of the commercial, but of something else. They were terrified of the levers of power Democrats had. And that forced them to create an entire fake culture that Americans didn't want and didn't reflect. America's really amazing that they did it. And you started seeing these very fat, ugly, very genderless people in these advertisements. And what this really is was Barack Obama forcing the world to conform to the way, if you think about it, that he looks, and he is very genderless, very anti-manly, very, quite frankly, bisexual, with gender and sexuality erased and, you know, at all kinds of sort of fake representations of minorities. I mean, you'd watch our American commercials, you'd think, gosh, 70% of the country's a minority. No. So American Eagle running this commercial is an absolute screw you rebellion to all of this. Beautiful woman, white woman. She has good genes. What are they referring to? Well, her genes that they want you to buy from American Eagle. But come on, the camera is right on her breast when they say that. She's got nice boobs. It's a joke. The left can't take a joke. But this is why you're seeing this over-the-top reaction from them. This is not just something that they pretend is Hitlerian and fascist. This is a true loss of censorship power for them. If they cannot force the remaking of the culture, it simply won't embrace their values because they're sick. Well, folks, I got to tell you, this Sidney Sweeney commercial, It's everywhere. You can look it up if you want to see it. This had to have generated, what, $15 billion worth of free advertising, $20 billion? Yeah, well, right on the heels of that, Dunkin' Donuts spun out their own commercial featuring Gavin Casalengo, a white dude who has really good genes. He's really hot right now. He's actually starring in the biggest thing on Netflix. Here he is doing the same thing. And you can totally expect, I mean, this was trending yesterday, they're going to get an extra at least $5 billion of free advertising.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me.
You know what it shows? What's hot, what's hip, what's edgy right now is an attractive white person who embodies their gender, who isn't genderless. In other words, sex sells. We're back to normal, folks. This looks like what they were doing in the 70s and the 80s. But it shows you how whack the left made our culture. That edginess is a hot, white, girl, boy, man, woman. And you dare to show them without a minder of some minority group there to guide them or tell them how to do things or just outnumber them. Folks, this is crazy. And this is going to remake the culture. Trust me. This is a watershed moment. It will be referred to for years, and it's going to be a corner that we turn. And it's a massive loss for the left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Insane thing number four. Back during Liberation Week, when the tariffs kicked in, everyone who was anyone assured us that it was going to be Tariff-mageddon, a total disaster.
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
You see all of his cabinet members, his other aides, going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff Mageddon we have just been through and are still going through.
President Trump shrugs as the stock market plunges and the dollar weakens amid warnings that his tariffs could throw the United States into a recession.
Instead, Trump cut a trade deal with the EU so brutal that it was denounced by the French prime minister, criticizing the trade deal as an act of total submission by the EU to Donald Trump, which it was. Here's his quote. "It is a dark day when an alliance of free peoples united to affirm their values and defend their interests resolves to submission." Hey, and I don't blame them. They pay a 15% tariff to access our markets and we don't pay one? Ouch. And as part of the deal, the EU pledged to purchase $750 billion worth of energy from the U.S. every year and agreed to invest in the U.S. by about $600 billion more than current investments for other goods. A lot of that is our chips, our semiconductors, our planes, warfighting stuff, a lot of tech. Folks, what does that do? That forces them to buy it from us and not China. But, you know, some people were saying, well, you know, how can we assure they'll buy it every year? How can we? Oh, we can. Because guess what? The deal comes with an automatic tariff escalation to 30% if they don't meet the parameters every single year. And if they go a certain distance beyond that, it hits 50 automatically. And of course, the beauty of this is that $750 billion worth of energy being bought from the U.S., it's not being bought from Russia anymore. Folks, this is all one big picture. This trade deal, which, by the way, is the biggest ever for the U.S., it's a record, shattering the record Trump set 2 weeks before with Japan in that trade deal. But, folks, it's part of something much bigger. Trump declared an energy emergency, which allows him to suspend a lot of the regulatory process for fracking permits, for digging permits, for exploration permits. And this is why you're seeing projects that were applied for 10 years ago, 14 years ago, come to fruition in 6 months, both for, you know, rare earth minerals. That was a 15-year permitting process. Trump got it done in 6 months. We just opened the first coal mine in 30 years. Again, he used the expedited process for that. Now they're opening up major swaths of Alaska. So you're going to see like popcorn in the coming months. Boom, 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 boom. The drilling permits for this and Trump locking in customers, locking out Russia and just generally winning. This is, folks, there is going to be an economic boom in this country by the time Trump leaves office, driven by American energy. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before. Here's Newsweek senior editor Josh Hammer stammering about this deal.
You know, Rita, Donald Trump is the only man that I've ever seen who flies over to Scotland, the home of golf, to play some rounds of golf with his family to usher in a new Trump-affiliated golf course redesign. And he comes home bagging one of the greatest, most historic trade deals in the history of modern commerce. I mean, this is truly historic stuff. And, you know, whether it's really getting the better of Ursula von der Leyen and the European Union bureaucrats, whether it's the massive, massive trade deal that the United States just reached with Japan about a week and a half ago, we had a deal with the Philippines in the interim that kind of flew under the radar. By the way, holding trade aside just for a second there, he also reached a ceasefire deal between Thailand and Cambodia. I mean, this is just like, it's just a rapid fire win after win after win. I mean, I have never experienced, frankly, this much winning from a president in my life.
Insane thing number three, the tariffs and Trump's economic policies generally were supposed to tank the economy. Remember, we had an official forecast from J.P. Morgan Chase and also from Goldman Sachs, so all the right people, that we most certainly were going into a recession and most certainly was going to be at least partially Trump's fault. You need a refresher course on what that sounded like. Here it is.
It was very clear that these tariffs are going to be passed on to American consumers and are going to slow down the economy.
The best hope for our economy is that there will be enough damage to markets quickly that the administration is led to correct.
They have created havoc in our economy that was improving, and now we have people out there scared to death.
That was Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar at the end there. She and Elizabeth Warren, self-styled economics experts, all of a sudden fanned out to whoop the flames of terror. But their fantasy of an economic crash was not to come. Everything got better. Economy growing at 3%, shattering economists' expectations. Real consumer spending growth rose from quarter one, which was plus 0.5%, to quarter two, plus 1.4%. And what was driving that? The record-breaking rise in blue-collar wages, highest ever recorded in economic history, which is about 60 years, about how long we've been keeping these stats, of 1.7% wage gains in just 6 months for blue-collar workers. Folks, when adjusted for inflation, there hasn't been a blue-collar wage gain in years and years and years. And Donald Trump's is the biggest on record. He did it in 6 months, which meant, look, the suffering of blue-collar skilled trade people has been completely government-crafted this entire time and always easy to reverse if somebody had the will. So what does this mean? Consumers are feeling better. Like, I'm going to have a job. If I lose my job, I'm going to have another job. And you know what part of that is? How Trump did that so quickly? Again, the million illegal immigrants who have deported themselves, who were in the workforce and are not now. It's having a dramatic effect and upward pressure on all wages for now. Insane thing number two. Insane thing number two is not that FBI Director Kash Patel discovered burn bags filled with thousands of documents dating back to the FBI's Trump-Russia probe, loaded with intel that kind of contradicted the whole Russia collusion narrative. No, that's not the most insane thing. The most insane thing is also not that they were hidden behind multiple locked doors in a secret skiff inside of a room that only leadership at the FBI knew about. FBI Director Kash Patel was only able to find this room and these burn bags because of a whistleblower inside of the FBI. They certainly didn't leave him any information on them being there, which, folks, shows you that Kash Patel is having to rely on essentially whistleblowers and helpful people at the FBI who want to see the corruption end to tell him where things are and what's going on, meaning he hasn't fully conquered that agency. He doesn't completely control it. Anyway, inside is classified intel, including highly classified intel, basically showing that the whole Russia collusion hoax was a lie and they knew it the whole damn time. But even that's not the insane part. No, the insane part is when you put this into Google right now, burn bags, Kash Patel, secret room, the only citations that come up are for Fox News and a few local Fox affiliates. There's a Russian source. And oh, look, the Times of India and the Hindustan Times ran it. Also, the Baltimore Sun, which, believe it or not, has a right-wing skew to it. And that's it. Oh, yeah. Also, the Times of London ran it as well. But that's it. In other words, this thing was almost completely censored. In fact, as of this recording, according to Newsbusters, which monitors the lying media, ABC, CBS, NBC, Univision, Telemundo didn't even mention the burn bags story. In fact, and this is shocking, so far there's been more than 1,000% more coverage of the original Russia collusion hoax than there has been of these revelations that it's totally fake. And the intelligence bears that out by Tulsi Gabbard or by John Ratcliffe, who is the CIA director. In other words, they have no answer for this, so they're just blacking it out. But the most insane part is how absolutely crappy our side's coverage of this is. It is critical that we indict these people. It is critical that all the way up to Hillary Clinton, and yes, Donald Trump said Barack Obama should be indicted. He believes there's a way around immunity. Yes, that's got to happen, or these hoaxes are never going to end, folks. We've got to stop, not out of vengeance, not out of revenge, but because these hoaxes will never end. This country can't go on. We can't live like this. We can't do this. And folks, what made that so much harder this week is how badly our side screwed up the coverage of this. Debating back and forth, well, you know, the evidence shows that there's no Russia collusion, but then there was this memo and there was that. And we even left whole parts of it out. Barely any attention's been given to the fact of, again, a week later, the 8 thumb drives the FBI found containing felony after felony after felony level removal of classified data by Hillary Clinton. Folks, she was only ever allowed to view that data inside a secret compartmentalized room called a SCIF. She just downloaded it and walked off with it. When Comey found it, he knew she was screwed. So what did they do? Classified it to hide her crimes. Told you they'd found, you know, just a few little things, but nothing any prosecutor would really prosecute. Lied to the public, put her crimes under classification and hid them. Folks, this is a level we're talking about. Then turned around 3 weeks later and launched the Russia collusion hoax in partnership with Hillary. See, that's kind of important. It's sort of outrageous. But unless you get into the weeds in conservative talk radio, our side just didn't focus on it. It was weird. Another thing that didn't get any focus that was unveiled in the classified data. And folks, this was really important too. Remember how the story of Russia collusion was Russia hacking, right? That was the collusion. That Russia hacked the DNC server in order to help Trump, put a bunch of embarrassing stuff out in order to help Trump because they wanted Trump to be elected. Well, our side focused entirely on, hey, did Russia want to help Trump? I don't know. I don't know either. It's so confusing. And the intel around it, the muddy trail, makes it really clear eventually when you get to the end of the line that Russia didn't give a damn who won. And they actually had more compromise on Hillary. They didn't release in hope she would win. And then they could hit her with it later. They could make some use of it. So that side kind of came out. But what didn't come out is that it was very clear in the intelligence, the DNC server wasn't hacked by Russia. And our side completely skipped over that, folks. That was a key part of it. Remember?
To elect Trump but, is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected.
I know, but you're
Russia
not,
hacked
you're
the correct. Election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes, Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump.
Megyn Kelly on her podcast called out the rest of the media for completely missing this. Here's liberal journalist Aaron Mattei, who writes for Real Clear Investigations, talking about the demented mania of the time and the now declassified information that shows that Russia didn't have, we can't prove Russia hacked the DNC.
That's not all that was nonsense. The Russia interfered in the election piece also turns out to be almost entirely bull, including the piece we all accepted, which was that they hacked those DNC emails. They were responsible for hacking the DNC emails, and that later got posted on WikiLeaks. So do I accurately state like the overview as to where we are now?
Yes. And the intelligence that has just been declassified by Tulsi Gabbard gives us some really important new information on the latter piece that you mentioned. The core allegation at the heart of Russiagate, even before collusion became a public thing, it was that Russia hacked the DNC and gave the emails to WikiLeaks. That basically broke out in June 2016, followed by the release of the WikiLeaks emails in July 2016. And at that point, the Clinton campaign, through its contractor CrowdStrike, was the first entity to say that the Russians did it. And a lot of people in the media just ran with it because that's what they were saying. And for some reason, if you accuse a foreign actor of something, then we just have to take it on faith. That's sort of an established playbook going back to, you know, the Iraq War and many other similar propaganda campaigns. And then the intelligence community assessment that you talked about that was released in January, that formally endorsed that, said with high confidence, Russia hacked the DNC, gave the emails to WikiLeaks. And along with collusion, that Russian email hacking allegation was the core plank of Russiagate. Now, we all know by now that collusion was a complete scam, laundered through the Clinton campaign, through Christopher Steele. Nobody, even in corporate media that was all about it, even defends that anymore. Even Adam Schiff, I think, has stopped defending the collusion allegation, even though he was claiming for years he had seen secret evidence of it. But as you said, they have clung to the Russian email hacking allegation. And what we get now from Tulsi Gabbard's declassification is that in September of 2016, less than 2 months before the election, the FBI and the NSA, which are the two premier intelligence agencies that would be able to investigate this hack and leak allegation, the FBI taking the lead in investigating the hacking of the DNC, and the NSA is, we all know, like the premier surveillance agency in the world. They can see anything that comes in and out over cyber warfare. So they'd be in the best position to assess whether or not Russia hacked the DNC and gave the emails to WikiLeaks. And what they said, and we're only learning this now, nearly 9 years later, is that they had low confidence in the Russia hack and leak allegation. That was suppressed. Instead of the public hearing about that, the Obama administration put out a report through Clapper, who was then heading the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and Jay Johnson, who was heading Department of Homeland Security, on October 7th. And they said, in the name of the intelligence community, they have high confidence that Russia was behind the hacking of the DNC, suppressing what the FBI and the NSA had said. And that remains the same after the election. There was another assessment circulated that we learned about through Tulsi Gabbard that said the picture of the attribution of doubting the attribution of Russia had not changed at all. And the reason was, as the FBI and the NSA said, we didn't have the technical evidence for it. And that was the point that people like myself had been making, is like, yes, intelligence officials were telling us Russia did it, but where's the evidence? We were never told it. And now we know the reason why is because they had none.
And he added this.
And think about it. This makes sense. At the same time as the Clinton campaign was framing Trump as a Russian asset, they were also hiring a firm, CrowdStrike, which first accused Russia of hacking the DNC. And when the FBI went to CrowdStrike and said, can we investigate the DNC servers for ourselves? CrowdStrike said no. And for some reason, the FBI agreed to that. This would be as if, you know, I accused someone of robbing my house. And then when the police came, I said, yeah, I think that person did it, but you can't investigate yourself. You have to rely on my own internal investigation. But that's what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And finally, insane thing number one. You know how they've been searching for the Holy Grail for like a really long time? It'd be really cool to find it. Seriously. Well, we haven't found the Holy Grail yet, but we did just find the Holy Grail of the Russia collusion hoax. It's like something out of a crazy spy novel. Deep inside the FBI, behind multiple locked doors, is a secret room that, of course, nobody told Kash Patel about when he took over. At least no one in leadership. Had to find a whistleblower to tell him of its existence. It's a room full of what are called burn bags. They put the classified data in there when they want to get rid of it, and they burn it. Well, God bless the person who, for whatever reason, did not burn the bag with the Russia collusion hoax documents in it. Because, oh boy. And now, looking at this, you can see why they fought so hard to keep Trump from becoming president. Okay, here's what happened. There's a guy, a very high-ranking guy, inside George Soros' organization. His name is Leonard Bernardo. He was having a conversation with the head of the Democrat Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And so he writes a memo, basically, to himself, just commemorating what their conversation was. It was never supposed to see the light of day. In fact, it never would have, except the Russians hacked the George Soros organization and got a hold of this memo. Listen to what it says. Folks, it's two paragraphs, and it's all right here. There are so many bombshells. I could do a whole podcast on this. Here's what Leonard writes. Hi, Hillary Rodham Clinton approved Julia's idea. Julia is one of her aides on her campaign. Hillary Rodham Clinton approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russia hackers hampering U.S. elections. That should distract people from Hillary's own missing email, especially if the affair goes to the Olympic level. The point is making the Russian play a domestic issue. Say something like a critical infrastructure threat for the election to feel menace. So, folks, what you're watching right there is the origin. They're coming up with the talking points, the lies that they terrified the public with. Then I love this part. Since both POTUS, that's Obama, and VPOTUS, that's Biden, have acknowledged the fact that the intelligence community would speed up searching for evidence that is regrettably still unavailable. So they admit they have no evidence. They're going to have to find some or make it up. And folks, this is the admission that both Obama and Biden have acknowledged there's no evidence and they'll have to find some. Now, it goes on. And they're complaining in here that the GRU doesn't seem to have much penetration of any of our systems. The GRU is the KGB. They just changed the name of it. It's the Russian Intelligence Service. In fact, they bemoan the fact that they don't seem to be hacking or interfering in anything and that they're, quote, hardly skilled, incompetent, bumbling idiots. In other words, this is going to be very hard to make Russia into this collusionary threat. Now, listen to this. This is my favorite line in the whole thing. Favorite clause, quote, in the absence of direct evidence, in the absence of direct evidence, because there is none, that for the Russia collusion hoax, Russian interference, Russian hacking, Russian bots, none of it. CrowdStrike and ThreatConnect will supply the media. What does that mean? CrowdStrike is a private contractor run by former FBI high-ranking officials. In the absence of direct evidence, since they don't have any, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect will supply the media. In other words, they're going to make it up. And they did. You heard that in the last segment. We were talking about CrowdStrike. They just, you know, said, hey, yeah, we got hacked. It was Russia. Now, what eventually would happen is CrowdStrike would get hauled in and put under oath by the Republican-controlled Intelligence Committee. The whole setting was classified, unfortunately, so we never saw it. Hopefully, they'll release it eventually. And CrowdStrike would admit that they actually didn't have any proof that the DNC server had ever been hacked, or that if it had been hacked, it was the Russians. So that's CrowdStrike going out there, lying, talking about the hacking, and creating the basis for the Russian collusion hoax. But wait, there's more, and it's a doozy. It reads, quote, during the first stage of the campaign, due to lack of direct evidence, here's that line again, it was decided to disseminate the necessary information through the FBI-affiliated technical structures, in particular, the CrowdStrike and Threat Connect companies, from where the information would then be disseminated through leading U.S. publications. And my favorite line in the whole thing, written by the George Soros employee, Hillary Rodham Clinton approved Julie's idea about Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections. The whole thing was Julie's idea. And that's it, folks. We're done here. We finally have the smoking gun. The one thing we've lacked for a very, very long time. So for all of you, we'll say, well, there's never going to be convictions. Maybe not. We don't know. But there'll be indictments. These people are going to be tried and hopefully humiliated and at least financially broken. That is coming because we've never had this before. But none of that is the most insane thing. No, no. This is. Folks, Tulsi Gabbard just announced overnight that Operation Mockingbird is still up and running. Wait, what? Operation Mockingbird dates back to the 1950s and is a well-known program run by the CIA to combat the communist and Soviet influence. And what they would do was pay reporters, pay editors, pay newsrooms to craft propaganda. And the amount of money paid the Mockingbird media was shocking. About $500,000 a year for their work. That translates to about $2.4 million a year now. We know this for a fact because Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward, those two reporters who also broke the Watergate story, broke the story on Mockingbird. That it existed and that all of this went on is indisputable. The story, if you want to read it, it's called The CIA and the Media. It's a very famous 1977 piece. Well, we were told that it was shut down. It wasn't. Folks, all these hoaxes. If you ever listen to Rush Limbaugh, remember how he would do it all the time. He'd play the audio of different mainstream media reporters and they would be speaking the exact same words, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, as if reading a script. It was Mockingbird Media. Folks, the hoaxes of recent years, Mockingbird Media. So folks, it is an absolute bombshell that Tulsi Gabbard has just let out two things. Number one, that it's still up and running at the CIA. And number two, she's trying to shut it down. The fact that she would mention this now means, I guarantee it, I don't have proof of this yet, but I'm telling you this is what's going to happen, that the Russia collusion hoax was a product of the CIA's Mockingbird program. That is why, smack in the middle of this, she is announcing that she found it. It's still up and running. Americans have been under CIA mind control for a very, very long time. And you know what I want to see? I want to see who the reporters are who are being paid. If she found the program, she no doubt knows that. What, 2.4 million? But I literally said this week, and I say all the time to you, look, if I was going to lie like these people do and take the humiliation they do, you'd have to pay me millions. I literally said that this week. Because now, especially with alternative media, I mean, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your you know, grown children even can, you know, Google your name and bad stuff will come up about how you lie. I mean, you'd have to pay me a lot. I mean, what was the average mainstream media reporter? They don't make a lot. They make like, you know, $60,000-$70,000, you know, at the very top echelons of liars. I mean, people at the Daily Beast, places like that, they don't make anything. I wouldn't lie like this for no money. And it turns out they don't. So, folks, I'm wondering, you know, those USAID payments of millions of dollars to the AP for influence operations? I wonder if that wasn't part of Mockingbird Media or if there isn't another part like, you know, big pot of cash. Anyway, folks, all of this is going to change everything. What do I tell you all the time? That we don't have real problems in this country. We're really fortunate. A lot of other countries have actual problems. We don't have real problems. What we have is one central problem. Everything that's wrong, pick any random issue, and you can trace the problem that we have back to the policy we have. And you can trace the policy we have back to media lies. The fact that the media lies and lies and lies and lies and lies. And if we could just get the truth, and that's why, folks, my answer on every single issue, people say, well, what should you do about this? What should you do about this? And I say, free speech. Free speech will solve it. It'll take care of it real fast. Folks, if we could break the back of the Mockingbird Media and put at least the main plotters of the deep state in prison or at least humiliate them through trial, folks, we'd even be able to recognize the country we would live in. We have lived under propaganda for so long, we don't know what it's like not to live in a mind blank. Major swaths of this country have no idea what it's like to live in a world that is real. We're literally talking about defeating the matrix here, a society-wide, you know, take the blue pill, take the red pill type situation. But understand, the deep state isn't going down easy, not by a long shot. We are entering the most dangerous phase, folks. They will do something. This will be their final stand. We just don't know what it is yet, but it's coming.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.